those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Roam where life takes you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. We are coming to you from Haines, Alaska today. Nice having you aboard the program with us. Mary and I, we are broadcasting from the Seabourn Quest as we travel along in the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. Back in New York, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time, and it is Saturday, August 16th. So as we move along on these next 60 minutes of the program together, well, we've got a special guest that we're kicking off our hour two with today. Everyone on a cruise knows who the captain is, and all of you hearing today's show via one of our 610 radio stations across the USA, well, you're about to as well.
You are indeed. So just a real quick music credit, that's an old tribal Tlingit chant. You're going to hear more about the Tlingit people, the indigenous people who live here. That was performed at the tribal community house we visited while we were in Sitka. And since we left Vancouver a week ago, we've been to Ketchikan, Sitka. Again, we'll talk more about Sitka a little later. We've cruised up to Hubbard Glacier, and we had a gorgeous sunny day for that. The Seabourn Quest has worked her way through Icy Strait Point. We're currently up about as far up in the Inside Passage as you can go here in Haines. We're just south of Skagway, and Captain Timothy Roberts has successfully navigated us on this voyage. He's agreed to leave the bridge in the capable hands of his staff captain and team, and he's here live on set with us on Mic 4.
Well, he is. We are only 1 week into this two-week cruise, folks. Captain Roberts, thank you for spending a few minutes with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. We've enjoyed getting to know you this week, really have. You know, we discussed it a bit last hour. Mary and I just mentioned it in your setup right now. This cruise has us traveling the Inside Passage. And unlike, you know, cruises that we've done with Seabourn in the Caribbean or the Mediterranean, maybe the Adriatic Sea, even up in the North Atlantic that we did last year aboard Seabourn Adventure, your skills as a captain, they're certainly put to good use navigating these waters. So I want to know, what do you most enjoy about having a ship like Seabourn Quest to get around these parts of Alaska, and maybe some of the advantages that she gives to you?
Well, having cruised Alaska several years ago on the larger cruise ships, for a couple of years I was doing that, and then I returned with Seabourn. I was a sojourn then. I saw Alaska through new eyes, just the way we were doing it with the Ventures team, and that's having the Zodiacs, the kayaks, and also chartering catamarans. So we're able to do Alaska, to see these remote places, depending on what the guest's comfort level is about going in a Zodiac or a catamaran or kayak, we're able to take them right up close so they can get full immersion in Alaska.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I can honestly say that I hadn't experienced Alaska before I came here with Seabourn. And it just keeps on giving, no matter how many weeks.
Mm. You've said that a couple times this week far. Yeah.
That's a great way to describe Henry and all of that here. So you've been a captain with Seabourn now for nearly 10 years, but you worked for about 20 years or so navigating cargo ships, and then it was on to Holland America and their various ships before moving over to Seabourn. So I'm curious, I mean, you just said it really well. It is kind of a state that just keeps on giving. I'm curious, as far as maritime goes, you're navigating the waters. I mean, there's fjords, there's straits, there's all kinds of different waterways. As a captain, I'm curious about having you share a little bit about that. And also, was this a career goal for you to get out of cargo and into leisure cruising?
Well, the option wasn't really there for the first 18 years of my career, which started in 1977. All I saw were old passenger liners, and then they were depleting. So it wasn't an option to go with the cruise line until the boom came in the mid-90s, building large cruise ships. And then they needed navigators, and these companies needed engineers. So I was able to move from cargo to passenger. And that's
well, and you seem, just again, we got a chance to know you. We had dinner this week, and I can tell you just love the water. I mean, you know, there are some people, which is really nice to be able to see that. You know, Mary and I, we're not particularly the biggest fans of the mega cruise ships or the super large ships. That's just not something for us. But, you know, I remember something that another Seabourn captain said to us. I think it was 2022. Captain Andrew Petter, we have cruised with him a few times, and he mentioned on the show with us, you know, that bringing Seabourn Ovation, I know he's on Encore now, but that into port made him feel like he was driving an Italian sports car. He always felt like he had the best ship, everyone paid attention to it. So can you relate to that a little bit with Seabourn Quest when we're coming into some of the ports?
Absolutely. I think she has very, very fine lines, and any port in the world, she would turn heads.
Yeah.
But that's not all about her. I was thinking it's not just the looks. It's the crew we have, the team members. They are engaging, and their personalities are very strong. And they leave wonderful memories for our guests.
Right.
So it's them that really make the atmosphere of the ship. But the ship does look good, too.
Yeah, it does, let's be honest. So we've talked to several captains in the past about bridge tours, and for people listening, you can absolutely schedule a bridge tour if you're curious about that. But there's something else that you participate in. You have your own table where you host people. Other officers participate, and that's the formal night. And there is a captain's table. There are other staff officer tables. For people listening who've never cruised, what do you think about that night, and do you think that's something that you would recommend travelers experience?
Yes, I think it does enhance an evening if one were to dress up, and we just offer that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the decor in our dining rooms, well, to quote a New York expression, it's not too shabby. And
thank you for that, Captain. Appreciate that. We feel like home already. Yeah. Thank you.
So it's pretty luxurious. Anyway, but I can understand 1 week cruise, maybe a little over the top to pack the dinner suit, but certainly for the longer ones, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The sense of occasion is definitely heightened with the outfit.
We think that it's something that folks really should experience. This is going to be really quick for you, and I really need about a 20-second answer on it because we're about to hit the break. But is there a favorite port for people listening right now that you really enjoy most cruising into or out of?
Okay, for impact, I think cruising into Valletta and
Malta
has to be the most impressive. I've never seen so many battlements with the guns facing towards us in my life. It was so fortified.
And that's an area Malta is absolutely gorgeous. People need to go to. Listen, Captain Roberts, we really appreciate you joining us. Unfortunately, I say this is the fastest 2 hours in travel for a reason, because it goes by quickly.
I think we should give the captain
a round of applause.
Thank you, Captain.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Folks, listen, we're about to send this show back to Dallas and Bobby. We need to take a brief time out for some important sponsor messages. We're going to delve into the expedition offerings on this cruise. Two of the leaders will join us next. They're getting ready to step up right now to the microphones as I speak. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's go, COLLETTE.com/United States, or find that link at ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And let's go, America. Mary and I rejoin you live from Haines, Alaska. We've changed up the chairs a bit, and today's big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise is now rolling on for the G-Block. This portion of the program will be sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
As America turns 250, let's go. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or any of our main streets, America is not something just to remember. It's something to get out and go experience.
Oh, and absolutely. As you know, listen, folks, Colette, they've been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century now. They offer tours in varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America great, and travel unforgettable. So you can just go to GoColette.com/United States for more info and show specials, or as always, RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. It's got you covered too.
All right, you heard us talking a little bit about with the captain last segment. We are not on a seaborne expedition cruise. They're offered on the polar class ships, the Venture or Pursuit, which we did last spring in the British and Scottish Isles as part of our Let's Go America Tour series. But we do have a good sized expedition team on board Quest. This is kind of a hybrid that's led by the Ventures by Seabourn program, and Cruising the Alaskan Inside Passage certainly offers expedition style adventures. You've got specialized hikes, kayaking, zodiac cruises, and we have two gentlemen here to discuss this with us. We have expedition team leader Adam Jenkins and expedition team member Charlie Leble.
Guys, welcome.
Thank
Good
you.
Afternoon.
Nice to have both of you with us today. So, let's begin by having you, you know, set the scene, if you will, for everyone tuned in right now across the U.S. We began this trip in Vancouver. We've transited the Seymour Narrows, Queen Charlotte Sound, a bit of the Pacific. We've cruised through bays and passages, if you will, viewing glaciers, islands. Oh, man, just the scenery has been stunning, okay? So, Adam, I want to know what stands out for you visually about the Inside Passage, and what have you seen and experienced so far this week that maybe is just memorable?
The Inside Passage is an amazing place. We see the beauty of the temperate rainforest. We're in the Tongass National Forest for most of the time here. You see the forces of glaciation. This is all fjords that have been made by glaciers and the wildlife. The beauty of the mountains here in Haines, where we are today, we're getting a really special treat of seeing all the peaks. So you really, whether you're seeing the coastline, the Pacific crashing into the coastline, going up, doing a hike in the temperate rainforest, all these beautiful things of Alaska are here with the cruise on the Seabourn Quest. As far as a place of special note on this cruise, I would have to say is Indian Islands. Yeah. For our guests, we really let people know this is the location if you want to see wildlife. And we saw a lot of wildlife yesterday.
We were out with Paul, yeah, one of the guys.
He'll be on next week with us.
Yep, yeah. We were out. We'll talk a little bit more about it next week. We were out at 6:30 a.m., and it was truly one of the best wildlife tours I've ever had,
yeah,
anywhere in the world. We saw a lot. It was fantastic. So similar question for you, Charlie. Talk a little bit about what this area of Alaska means to you. I know you're specialized in kayaking and all of that, and certainly you've driven Zodiacs on other tours, but talk a little bit about your impressions of the Inside Passage.
Well, as a kayaker, the best way you can have the wildlife is because you're going to be like really close to the water, and you're not going to have the noise of the propeller. So you literally go really close to the wildlife. It's not scared of it. You're just going to wait for them, and they usually come to you. Last time in Inyan, we just wait with the entire group, and we wait for like 2 to 3 minutes. All the guests were like, why are we doing this? Kind of weird. And at some point, we had just leopard seal, sea lions popping up just in front of us. Mm. And that was completely insane. And that's what actually we want to share with the guests and show them. Puffins and otters. Mm-hmm. And
we saw puffins yesterday. Yeah. Again, it really was a great experience. So, Anna, I'll go back to you for this question because, I want to get into some of the specific expeditions that folks, they've been enjoying all week. Now, there are opportunities, just to kind of think macro, for float plane sightseeing. I mean, salmon sport fishing. There's black bear wildlife walks. I mean, whale tours and so forth. But, I want you to talk a little bit more from your area of expertise about, what you personally enjoy leading and organizing here on Seabourn Quest.
Sure. Well, we are the Ventures by Seabourn team, which is unique in that we, Seabourn's known for its ultra-luxury lifestyle on board, and then we bring the 11 expedition members on board. And so we're getting you out to a more intimate experience and adding some adventure to it. So we have places where you're seeing the glaciers, you're seeing the wildlife, you're doing hikes where you see the flora and fauna that's here. We see the area with the indigenous cultures that are here that we see. So for us, our important objective is to get them off the ship, go out in the Zodiacs, go out in the kayaks like with Charlie and his team, do the catamarans. And we try to offer something for everyone. So it's we have adventure it's at a higher level, then we go all the way down to the catamaran where we want to get people with mobility issues out.
That's true. That's a good point because we do know some people that couldn't do that, but they had a catamaran option. That's a good point. Yeah.
It's a great option here. So, Charlie, let's go back to the water, which is your favorite topic, and kayaks. You did something really interesting. When you are talking, you have that safety meeting where people attend to talk about how you get in and out of the kayak and all of that. And which, by the way, you all do a really great job with that because it really isn't, it's kayaking, but it's done in a nice environment and certainly with guides. But you talk about the five senses, and I'd love for you to just elaborate a little bit for us, for our listeners, why that's so important to you when people are out on the water kayaking.
Yeah, for me, the five senses is something I really love to share that depending of any activity you're going to do, because everyone is different, and my goal is to actually share my passion and my knowledge the way the guest's going to feel it. So at some point, I'm going to ask them to just close their eyes and just enjoy the surrounding. After, I'm going to grab a piece of ice and actually just going to just touch it and play with it. So that's going to be cool. That's going to be fun. You're going to hear the popping of the ice. And same, when we go in a place, we can actually eat the kelp. The bald kelp is something really interesting and really tasty. If you like pickles, that works very well.
Yeah. There is a 10-year-old boy that I've met. He's cruising with us, and I was talking to him yesterday. I was working on – you have a golf bay here. I was working on my golf swing, and we were putting – I was talking to him, and I asked him what his favorite part was, and he actually got a chance to eat the kelp. And I asked him. He said, well, it tasted like the ocean. It was just very funny.
Salty and crunchy, that's nice too. You can also do like a horn too, like the First Nation use them as a horn. And I actually try this and make this with the guests to make it fun. And whatever they want to do, if it's safe, and I'm more than happy to change my plan and go see animals or go see plants and talk about whatever we have around and makes this experience really unique.
Yeah, you adjust it. So a Seabourn question for both of you guys. And Adam will go with you quick. First we'll go with you on this. So, I want you to give a highlight or two for listeners right now of your backgrounds, okay? Because the folks that are on here, this isn't just something that you learned yesterday. That's the reason I'm bringing it up. And why you enjoy leading the expeditions here on the ship?
Oh, well, for me, it's the Seabourn guests. And my background is I worked in the Antarctic as a biologist and project manager and expedition research, and then came to Seabourn about 9 years ago. And there's just nothing like seeing the guests get out, whether it be with Charlie and his team or with our wonderful group of Zodiac drivers, naturalists, that, especially for me leading that and then getting the feedback and seeing the passion of our team and seeing having dinner with the guests and hearing them talk about what they saw and just memorable moments like we saw the puffins the other day. Right. Very rare to see that. Mm-hmm. So that's really for me as the leader of the team is seeing our team getting the guests out and bringing the passion that we all have and bringing that in, and the adventure out in the guests is really, I think for me, is the highlight of what I do here with Seabourn.
Charlie, what would you say on that?
Well, there is so much to say. It's like every place is different. We never know where we're going to find out when we go outside and we all go on adventure. And the idea is to share that with the guests and to bring them safely, whatever we're going to find.
Right.
And just go with that and try
give folks a little background on who you are.
who I am? Well, to make it short, I started studying nurse after I went for like photography, studied biology for many years. 3 years ago, I don't even know if this job exists, and I find Sirborn and LinkedIn, and then end up here. Like in my background in the Alps in France was like playing with the ice and going rappelling down in the glacier. And now I do that in Antarctica.
Rappelling down the glacier. Yeah. Wow. That's and then fun. You have a diving background. You're a certified diver.
I'm a diver. Rescue diver. I'm a climber. Yeah. I'm a caver. Like all the crazy sports. And I really love that.
Well, and I know we'll talk next week. You guys know since Paul and River's going to be later this hour mm-hmm. with us. But Paul, I'm fascinated. He and I got talking about Air Force One and so forth and his background. And it was just a... The diversity that's here on this ship is pretty spectacular.
And the level of experience of the guides.
So, guys, thank you very much for joining us live here on set. Really appreciate that. And we still have another week to go. Looking forward to spending more time with you guys, okay?
Sounds glad you're with us.
That's great. So just you stay right there while we get ready to go to break. Folks, I want to let you know, as we get ready to take and send you back to Dallas to run some sponsor messages on the show. Well, next up, we've got a violinist and a vocalist. They are coming next, and they've been performing on the ship with us. We're looking forward to that. Later this hour, Mary and I are going to be taking you off the ship in Sitka. We just mentioned River Niles. We'll be doing that there. A reminder that you can get every hour of every broadcast on our show website, our RMWorldTravel.com after it runs across our network. Stay with us, everyone. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise returns after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at RMWorldTravel.com.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional homeownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
And Let's Go America, welcome back to Haines, Alaska. As we broadcast today from Seabourn Quest, Mary and I are traveling on the big Let's Go America tour. We still have one more week to go on this. More show fans will join us in Juneau.
All right, Robert and I met our next two guests back in March aboard another seaborne ship during our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. They've both performed globally with the world-renowned artist Yanni, and they're both here on this Alaskan cruise with us, delighting guests with their extreme musical talents. Of course, us. Yeah. I'm Mike 3, we have violinist Lindsay Deutsch, and I'm Mike 4, we have vocalist Lauren Yelenkovich. Did
Welcome
I say that
to
right?
both of you.
Yes, you did. Okay. Hello. Yeah,
exactly. Hello is right. We've enjoyed seeing you all week. Now we're going to do this for real on the show. So, Lindsay, I'm going to start with you.
Yes.
We got to enjoy your solo act aboard Ovation back in March. But both of our sons, I don't know whether I've shared it, they played cello and violin. So we immediately connected with your musical passion and talent. And listen, God has gifted you with amazing talent. I mean, I say that sincerely. So the cruise here, you have your group, Take Three. But the performances have been equally outstanding. We've enjoyed that. So the group's slogan is "Where Rock Meets Bach." I'd like you to share how that translates into your stage performances, and what do you hope audiences come away with after a program?
All right, so I have to tell you something. I am a nerd, and I was born, and a violin was thrown at me, and I was allowed to play only Bach and Brahms and Beethoven and scales, arpeggios, right. and thirds. And the thing is about the world, you guys, you may not know this, but people don't love classical music. People will not pay money to see classical music.
It's tough to make a living, though.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going and I'm playing classical music, and there's like three people there, like a little applause. And I thought, well, I think I have to become a dentist now. I'm going to have to go back
make
to school
a lot of money.
And make at least, you know, $100,000. That's the goal. And instead of doing that, I decided, what if we combine classical music and pop music, and suddenly that three people audience went to six people. Can you imagine that? So I'm making $35,000 a year now. I'm up to three meals per day.
You're a nerd with a business brain.
Exactly. So this, there it is. That's how. But I mean, in all sincerity, it has taken off for you.
You know, it's doing really well. We do 50 shows a year in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, look outside this window. We're looking at Haines, Alaska. It's so beautiful. And they're paying us money to be here and eat amazing food.
Yeah.
And I work 90 minutes a week. And on my off time, I'm eating meals. I'm going on hikes. We just came from a hike. We're literally dirty right
now. Well, it's radio. So right now, although we are taking some photos after this for our show fans to know that.
But I'm going to brush my hair.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Lauren, we could have done the whole show with you, too. Lauren, your vocal approach and your style is similar in that there's a lot of crossover, and it's wildly varied in the best of ways. You know, you do pop crossover, opera, musical theater. Again, you are also very talented, and I'm curious, why do you enjoy, or what do you enjoy about performing on cruise ships? Because it must be very different, I would think, from performing on land tours.
Well, thank you very much, first off. But yeah, I mean, I grew up in the travel industry, you know. My parents own a travel agency, and so I've been cruising my whole life, and I love to see new places, and I love to eat really amazing food. And so it's a little bit different, but I mean, I absolutely just, I can't get enough of it. And if it's like a new place, I want to go and I want to perform there. And meeting the wonderful people on the ships and everything, I love that, and connecting with them. Because then oftentimes they're the people that come to our land shows, too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, so I want to build on that, all right? We'll talk a little traveling cruising with you, Lindsay, because, you know, you've performed with the Take Three all over the world, where folks, they know they're coming to see you. Here on a cruise ship, unless they've seen you before like we have, they have no idea who you are, okay? So it's a different energy for you.
Oh, my gosh, when they see the photo and we're holding violin, piano, and cello, they're like, you know what? I begged my wife, literally begged her, can we skip tonight? It's going to be elevator music. And she forced me to come, and actually, it's so much fun. We want to have a good time. We want to sell classical music to people.
Right.
We try to do just a little hint of classical and wrap it in fun pop. But, I mean, it's such a fun show. And here, you're right, there's no choice. That's like the only entertainment. So
that helps,
9
too.
PM.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
People just
right.
have to show up, yeah.
They herd them in there. It's like, we don't know what it is, but you guys are going to this show. There's no choice.
Well, you all, anyone listening, you all are in for a treat, and we're going to put some links up on our socials and our website so people can find you guys on tour. So, Lauren, you did mention that you kind of grew up in this travel cruise atmosphere. I'd love to know, though, real quick before we're done, major differences between a land tour and performing on ships. Besides
be about
the food.
20
besides
seconds
the
on
food.
That.
Besides the food.
Yeah. In terms of
you
the
know,
audience.
Let me tell you, in terms of audience, I mean, the audience is always, I feel like, receptive. Sometimes you get a little nervous if people aren't going to show up, but they do.
Yeah.
And especially, like, the type of weather that you're having. Like, the other day, it was really rocky for my ship. I don't know how I did it in heels, but I did it.
You did it.
You know?
You did it.
And hopefully tonight is a little bit more calm, and maybe more people will come.
Go ahead. Give websites real quick.
Yes, it's laurenyelenkovich.com. You can find me online at laurendariana. Okay. Take3music.com.
There
that's
we go.
A lot easier.
We got that in. See, I say, right. Listen, we move right along. So, Lauren, Lindsay, thank you very much for joining
thank
us. We've enjoyed getting
you.
To know you. And both very talented. Really, again, really appreciate the performances.
Thank you.
So, Mary, listen, I mean, you know, we're just moving right along.
We are.
Now, Rudy is, I think Crystal Morgan is coming up next.
Crystal Morgan with Seabourn is up next.
All right. And then we're going to come back. We're going to take everybody off the ship as well.
We're going to go to Sitka off the ship. All right. As we pause for a quick sponsor's break, Bobby's going to patch Rudy in next. Next, as Seabourn's Crystal Morgan joins the show, and today's broadcast and our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise continues in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. Following up on Robert and Mary's conversation with entertainers aboard the Seabourn Quest, I'll chat in a moment with Seabourn's Crystal Morgan. But first, you should know that this segment of the show is sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry. Well, the Early Access Labor Day sale is on. And if you act today, you can save 20% from Helix Sleep. Just like you can find at top hotels or a cruise ship like the Seabourn vessel that Robert and Mary are on, a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility. And each mattress is made here in the U.S. by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped from their facility right to your door. This is terrific quality that's affordable. And to find out which mattress is right for you, just take their sleep quiz and find the perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then this personalized mattress is shipped straight to you, free of charge. And if you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Luxe and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus, which is a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress. It's endorsed by child sleep experts. And this is important. As a fan of this show, you'll receive a 100-night risk-free trial and save 20% at helixsleep.com/carry, or simply find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show the Senior Director of Deployment and Itinerary Planning with Seabourn, Crystal Morgan. Crystal, I don't think I've ever asked you these questions when I've talked to you previously. How do you determine where the Seabourn fleet sails, and where do you go that other cruise lines don't, and why have you chosen those destinations?
Hi there. Well, thank you. I think that's a great question. And so what my team and I do most of our daily activity is really trying to predict the future. So we are planning a good 2 to 3 to 5 years out to determine what is new on the horizon for certain destinations, and also kind of bring back our itineraries that we know are tried and true, that our guests love. But it's a lot of I wish we could say that we just look at a map and throw darts, but we spend a lot of time analyzing what our guests want, past surveys, looking at what the competitors are doing. And I think that's an important aspect of Seabourn, is with our fleet of the 2 expedition ships and our ocean fleet, we're still able to cover a lot of the world. Seabourn, you know, it's not only just the parts of the world, but it's the individual itineraries with our small ships that we're able to get into some of the corners of different itineraries that maybe larger ships wouldn't be able to experience. A great example is Alaska. On our Alaska itinerary, there's one day where we do scenic cruising through Grenville Channel and Whale Channel, and it's just stunningly beautiful, this region. But the larger ships and other competitors really aren't able to do that because their ships are too big. And, you know, we try to sort of incorporate a little bit of the smaller destinations on every itinerary.
Well, talking about ships and the Seabourn fleet, with the Sojourn soon leaving the fleet, you'll have 5 ships, 2 large ones that carry about 600 passengers. Then there's the Quest that Robert and Mary are on now with some of the folks who listen to our show. That holds 450. And I know there are 2 smaller expedition ships that hold about 220.
Correct.
And when you talk about going into smaller sounds, for example, in Alaska, are you talking about these expedition ships?
Well, the expedition ships, they kind of have their own pattern. And so our 2 expedition ships, we tend to send them to Antarctica during our winter, the Southern Hemisphere. It's their summer. And so we know that's hugely popular. And I have to say, I've done it myself. It's a life-changing experience to experience Antarctica on an expedition ship. And then during the summer, our summer, one ship typically goes to the Arctic and the other one across the South Pacific over to Australia, which is we focus on the Kimberley Coast, which is another region that's only accessible really by expedition ship to sort of see that part of the world. And then our other ocean-style ships, what we do on the Alaska itineraries is that we have a little bit of a hybrid. So the Alaska itineraries are designed for if you're a first-time cruiser to Alaska, if you've been there many, many times, you can still enjoy the experience because we have our expedition team sail on the Alaska ships, and they run our Ventures by Seabourn program. So you can be on the Alaska cruise and purchase one of the shore excursions like the kayaking or a Zodiac. So it gives you a little flavor of what you'd experience on an expedition ship.
Got it.
But we only offer that in Alaska.
Real fast, we only have about 30 seconds left. I know that Robert and Mary went to Vancouver early to spend a few days there pre-cruise. Mm-hmm. Are these pre- and post-cruise add-on trips increasingly popular these days?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if you're going to be coming over from, you know, a long day of travel. It's just great to also enjoy the pre and post, whether it's in the city itself that the ship is embarking, or maybe perhaps in Europe, being able to go into a little bit sort of deeper into some of the inland, cities and destinations. Definitely worthwhile. It's a great way to sort of extend a vacation.
Krista Morgan is the Senior Director of Deployment and Itinerary Planning with Seabourn. Up next, Robert and Mary take you to Sitka, Alaska, as our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise Show continues. Don't go away.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Our 120 minutes together today. Well, they're not over yet, as we've got one more segment to go. And as Mary and I reconnect with you from Haines, Alaska, well, we've stepped outside on the Seabourn Square deck with long extension cords, and we're going to share the beautiful city of Sitka with all of you, a place we visited a few days ago as part of the big Let's Go, America Tour Alaska cruise. But first, we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
Whatever type of meat, chicken, or fish you're making, making for lunch or dinner, make your meal satisfaction hit 100% with the all-new Chef IQ Sense cooking sensor. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but it's wireless and way smarter. Just enter it into whatever you're cooking, choose how you like it, and it's going to precisely predict when it's done, and you're going to get an alert right on your smartphone.
No more ending up with shoe leather or bloody rare foods on the grill, in an oven, or on a pan. Visit chefiq.com to order yours today. You'll save 15% with code CARRY at checkout, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, accessible only by air or sea south of Juneau on the Pacific is Sitka, which is Tlingit for by the sea. It's a remote, picturesque city that plays a prominent role in Alaska's fishing industry. It's also a culturally rich and diverse destination. We enjoyed a wonderful tour, and then we connected with expedition member River Niles in Sitka a few days ago, and here's some of that conversation.
Okay, well, River, listen, we are in such a beautiful part of Alaska as we do this interview. I hope all of our listeners at some point get a chance to come and experience Sitka the way that we have. So I want to mention a bit about the Tlingit culture, okay? They can trace their heritage here in Sitka back 10,000 years. I mean, it's amazing. Like many old towns, Sitka has gone through a lot in its history, including a period as a Russian settlement and as an American pioneering town, which is kind of interesting and certainly timely with what's in the news this week for sure. So today we visited Alaska's oldest national park, Sitka National Historical Park. I want you to share with our listeners how important a visit to the park is. It's certainly a good starting point for folks that do come here.
I love the story of the creation of this park. So right around the turn of the 20th century, the governor of the territories at the time wanted to attract settlement here, and he visited a number of Tlingit and Haida villages and asked for them to donate their carved poles so that he could feature them in an exposition that was happening in St. Louis to celebrate the centennial of the Louisiana Purchase. And he was successful. He was able to gather 15 totem poles and bring them south to host that exposition. It was widely attended, and they slowly made their way back up to Sitka, where they remain today. Certainly the original poles have undergone a significant amount of renovation, recarving. Some of them have disintegrated entirely, but it remains a place where we can see the presence of the Tlingit and the Haida culture.
Yeah, and you know, we were very fortunate today to meet an indigenous member of the Tlingit tribe who's a master woodcarver here in Sitka, and have a conversation with him. It was a really immersive tour, and it is amazing, as you said, Robert, 10,000 years, and there's still the culture, the language, the song. We were able to dance. We went to a dance and song event. And how important do you think it is when people are coming to Alaska to also make the cultural aspect part of the trip?
I think it's absolutely critical. There's an unfortunate and incorrect assumption sometimes that Native culture is something of the past, but that's not true. And very much Haida and Tlingit culture are alive throughout Southeast. And we see that today in the economy, as well as in tourism, as well as just in the cultural heritage that this town has.
Yeah, and there are many tribes, of course, and I guess the most known one here, the one we're talking about today, is the Tlingit. So Castle Hill, also of historical significance. Give us a little info on Castle Hill.
Castle Hill is a fascinating place. It's a little microcosm where you can really see the deep and layered histories of both the Tlingit, the Russian, and the American people. It was a Tlingit stronghold for time immemorable and coveted by the Russian fur traders, who ultimately took it from the Tlingit in a six-day battle in 1804, where after that it became the headquarters for the Russian-American Company here in Alaska, as well as the seat for the colonial government in Alaska. And it transitioned in 1867 to American hands with the sale of the Alaskan territory.
Right. So, you know, I know we've talked about the culture, and I would also say it's very similar, Mary, to me when we go to Hawaii, also in getting involved with the culture and so forth. The history here, River, we've talked about. But I also want to make sure we talk about the views. I mean, the gorgeous topography that's here, right? I mean, you know, we're on the outer coast of Alaska's Inside Passage. Both the ocean and these glacier-formed mountains form this great backdrop. So paint a picture for our listeners and try to visually describe Sitka.
So this is an incredibly dramatic landscape, which, as you said, was formed by glaciation, deglaciation, and not a little bit of volcanic activity. So we have these steep mountains of the Baranof Island plunging directly into deep seas. But for me, the real highlight is the Tongass National Forest, the crown jewel in the national forest system. We have 18 million acres of hemlock and Sitka spruce covered in moss and lichens, giving this verdant presence that's very much the beating heart of this marine ecosystem that just hosts so much life here.
Well, that's well done.
River, please share, because you really are passionate about this area of the world. We're going to sign off, but how many times have you been to Alaska? How many cruises have you done?
I will have 50 voyages by the end of this contract, and I'm just as pleased to be here as I was the very first time. It's an amazing place.
Well, we are super pleased to have you part of this broadcast with us. Thank you for sharing a little bit about this area. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, as we reconnect with all of you live from outside on the Seabourn Square deck aboard the Seabourn Quest again now, if you're headed to Alaska, visit sitka.org is a website we urge you to go check out. Week one in Alaska, Mary.
Yes, and now we're going to head on to Juneau, and more show fans will join us for week two in Alaska.
Now, Mary and I, well, we're going to try to enjoy a little bit more of our time here in Haines. Week two of the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise begins tomorrow. As Mary just said, we're headed to Juneau to meet up with some more show fans for this cruise. Stay connected with us all week through our social media channel or our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentary that runs across our network. And until next week when we join you live from Alert Bay on August 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone at Seabourn. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.